Not yet.
Turn towards the cross of Christ. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and we are his.
We are his people, and sheep of his pasture.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever.
And his faithfulness to all generations.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord God, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we might not fall into sin nor be overcome by the adversities of life. Fill this place with your Holy Spirit, so that we will see you more clearly and love you more dearly, today and every day, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The congregation may be seated.
The first reading is from the 24th chapter of Joshua. Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and summoned the elders, the heads, the judges, and the officers of Israel. And they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, "Now therefore revere the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your ancestors served beyond the river and in Egypt and serve the Lord. Now, if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served in the region beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I'll stand. There in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, since curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death, this is the power of Christ in me. Life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I'll stand.
The second reading is from the sixth chapter of Ephesians. St. Paul writes, "Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against the enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand therefore and fasten the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of the God, the word of the Lord."
Thanks be to God.
You know, there are moments in each of our lives when we're asked to step up to the plate, right? Whether you're a baseball player or not, you're still asked to step up to the plate at certain times. They become defining moments for us, moments that even the world knows really matter to us. They're watching us, this world, and seeing how we'll respond, and responding in terms of what is at our heart, what is most important to us. In those moments, it doesn't really matter so much how effective we are, at least in the way that the world defines effectiveness, but what matters most is how faithful we are. Asking questions like, have we done what is pleasing to God, or have we acted out of grace and mercy and concern for all? Wade just read a passage from Joshua, 24th chapter of Joshua, beautiful part of the Bible. Joshua was the successor to Moses. Moses was the one that God used to help bring the Israelites out of slavery across the Red Sea into the Promised Land. Joshua was there for all of that. When Moses died, it was Joshua who had to then take over and help the people finally enter into the Promised Land. Now, they faced their share of obstacles, not just at the Red Sea, not just in the wilderness, but even in those first few years of trying to figure out how to live together and how to inhabit this Promised Land. They faced their share of struggles. They had plenty of people inside that big old clan of theirs saying, "We can't do this." There were plenty of people outside the clan, warring nations, saying, "We'll never let you do this." At the end of the day, it quite honestly would have been a lot easier for Joshua just to throw up his hands and said, "I'm out of here. I'm done with all of this struggle and all of these obstacles." And we know in life that there are plenty of folks who do just that. They throw up their hands and walk away. But instead, Joshua gathered his people together. He was 110 years old. He was the elder, the most respected man in the community. He was God's appointed one, and when he spoke, people listened. Thousands in that moment were in hushed silence, looking to their elder spokesman. Joshua, as it turns out, was going to give his valedictory address. It's the last time he would speak to his people. It was a dramatic moment, no doubt. He could have spoken about himself. He could have spoken about all of his accomplishments. He could have spoken about how Moses and God chose him to be the successor of these people and how he led them effectively, these hundreds of thousands of people, into the Promised Land. He could have used that moment to be in the spotlight, to make himself bigger than life. But instead, he told them what really mattered. And with these words, he shared with them and with us what's in his heart. Listen again to what Joshua said that day. He said, "Friends, revere the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away those things that your ancestors served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. Now, if you're unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served in the region beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are now living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Today, our confirmation students will do essentially what Joshua did so many years ago. They're going to stand before you and tell you what really matters to them. Why following Jesus makes sense. Why Jesus is at the center of their lives. What I'd ask you to do is to listen very, very carefully, with hearts that are wide open and eager to be fed, because you will be today. And as they're proclaiming, as they're making their faith statements, continue to say prayers of thanks for them, for this church, the opportunities that the Lord gives us to stand before one another and to share words of faith. This is a defining moment for them, but it's also a defining moment for us as we welcome them into the life of the church. So Luke Graber, you're up, my man. Step up to the plate. Come on down. Let her sing first. Thank you.
I'm going on a journey, and I'm starting today. My head is wet, and I'm on my way. Christ's mark is on me, it's on you too. It says he loves me, and he loves you.
Hello, my name is Luke Graber. I am the son of Charlie and Lori Graber. For confirmation, I was asked to write a faith statement about my adventures through faith. When they told me this, I thought to myself, this would be a piece of cake. Boy, was I wrong. I probably sat in my room for 3 to 4 hours, or at least it felt that long. Well, here we go. Faith has not always been the most important thing in my life. In fact, I sometimes would try to get out of going to church or going to confirmation because I just was not interested. But after going for a while and after listening to the things we talked about and understanding what they were teaching us, I quickly bought into the words they were preaching. The journey through confirmation has been amazing. I have not only grown closer to God, but also my church family. You all have been right beside me to give me a helping hand in times of need. I had so many people show me support at Lutheridge by sending cards with words of encouragement written all over them, telling me to keep moving closer to God and to make the most of my experience at Lutheridge. I truly believe I did. Something about Lutheridge just automatically makes you see the good God has done in the world and the things he has blessed us with. The friends you meet there are some I still talk to outside of Lutheridge. All in all, Lutheridge is one of the best places on earth. Well, my confirmation journey is over, but my love of God is still growing. Thank you to everyone who has supported me throughout this experience. This is the greatest church family I could be a part of. Thank you, and God bless you all.
Hello, my name is Margaret Thurman, and I just graduated from Salisbury Academy and am going to Salisbury High School. Every day and at all times, Jesus is with me. He is with me through hardships as well as joyous times. It is through him that I have learned, in whatever situation I am in, to be content. As the Apostle Paul stated in Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13, I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. Whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want, I can do all of this through him who gives me strength. When I think about Jesus being central in my life, I am reminded of all the ways God is present every day. One day at school, we had a pop quiz in science, and no one was prepared. We also had an extreme amount of homework that evening. Even though I was stressed and worried, at the end of the night, I turned to God in prayer to give up my worries and stress. It also helped me feel prepared for the day to come. Through that prayer, I started to feel content and at peace. I have learned that whether win or lose, good or bad, light or dark, rain or shine, from the courage and power that I received through Christ, I am fulfilled, I am content.
Hello, my name is Ellison Frick. I'm 14 years old, and I'm a rising freshman at Salisbury High School. The past 2 years of confirmation have been filled with so many wonderful experiences that have changed my life. Confirmation brought me closer to God and made my faith stronger. Confirmation taught me more about God, which caused my relationship with him to also grow stronger. I started to feel God's presence more and more every day. God was not only with me during times of sadness, but was also with me during times of happiness. Through confirmation, I've had the privilege to learn and understand God on a different level. One very important thing that confirmation taught me about God is how God is always with me and close to me. For me, I felt closest to God during times of loss. For example, the loss of a close friend in her family. Losing people you are close to is very challenging, but I was able to get through it with the comfort of God. Although losing people at first makes me question God, I always come back to the realization that God has a bigger purpose for all of us, and his intentions are not to hurt us, but to love us. Another time where I felt closest to God was during Camp Lutheridge. Every day we would have a different lesson to focus on, which would always relate back to God. Learning about God through these lessons and during Vespers really connected me with him in a different way than before. Not only did Lutheridge connect me with God, but it also connected me with people I didn't even know. One other important thing that confirmation taught me about God is that God is willing to make sacrifices, like Jesus dying on the cross, in order to bring people closer together. Learning about all the sacrifices God has made through confirmation and Lutheridge has encouraged me to want to help others more often. The thought of helping others without receiving something in return seems rewarding and satisfying to me. Therefore, it makes me want to do things like more volunteering for those who are in need. Through the years of building a stronger relationship with God, I've learned to appreciate everything God has given me. It was not until confirmation where I really took the time to think about everything that God has provided me and done for me. God gave me a wonderful family, amazing friends, spectacular opportunities, hope, faith, and so much more. Without confirmation, I never would have truly understood all of God's sacrifices and gifts he has given me. I am thankful that over the years, my relationship with God has grown into something I never would have imagined.
I'm a rising freshman at Salisbury High School. I always knew that I was going to have to write a faith statement. I just had never really thought about it. I learned very quickly that it's not an easy thing to do. The first thing that came to my mind was Lutheridge. Now, before I start, I just want to say that I was not a big fan of going to a camp and learning things that I thought I already knew about God. But when I came home, I learned that I still had a lot to learn. So while I was at Lutheridge, I never really had one big moment about where I felt God, but instead lots of little moments where I felt his presence. Through the songs, Camp Formation, Vespers, the amazing kids and staff, and many more. Since I was having constant feelings where God is with me, it was hard to write about just one. There were times when we would break off into small groups, and I have the privilege of getting paired with Mr. Jeff Taylor from Christ South, along with other kids from different churches. This was one of my favorite times of the day. The things that we talked about and the activities that we did really meant a lot to me. One of my favorites was when we all spread out and just sat in silence, trying to feel the presence of God and just listening to the amazing world that he gave us. I felt him there all around me. Another one of my favorites was on the last day. Mr. Taylor gave us a Band-Aid. On it, we wrote something that we need to pray about. Then we put it on the back of our hand horizontally. We were all confused when we did this, but when we went inside, he gave us another Band-Aid that had a heart drawn on it with a marker. Mr. Taylor put it on top of the other Band-Aid with our prayers, but this time he did it vertically. At that moment, we all realized what we were doing. The Band-Aids formed a cross on our hand. After that, he took some oil and formed a cross on our forehead. He told us that Christ is always there for us. To me, this shows that no matter how big or how small the problems are on your shoulders, God helps you get through them and experiences them with you. What I took away from Lutheridge was that no matter how often or how little or how big or how small you see God in your life, he is always there. Genesis 28:15 states, "I am with you, and I will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised. This is the perfect verse to show how God is and wants to be in your life. From these experiences at Lutheridge, my faith through Christ has grown magnificently. I hope to continue the journey with my family and friends, and I pray that God can bless each and every one of you. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Sasha Medina, and I am a ninth grader at Greystone. Jesus is central in my life because he is our Savior, he is our helper, and he is our Father. He is our Savior because he saves us from the challenges and prepares us a heavenly kingdom. He is our helper because he helps us overcome everything. He is our Father because he loves us and provides for us more than we know. An example of him, of being our Savior, helper, and Father, is when my grandmother got sick. She was diagnosed with two different cancers, and our loving Father provided us hope for our family and was our helper by working through doctors who treated her. He is our Savior because he saved us from the challenges in this world and prepared us for the heavenly kingdom. This is not the only example of his love, but it's one that touched me the most. These three things are what I believe Jesus is to me. He is my Father, my helper, and my Savior. Thank you.
My name is Emily Frick. I'm a freshman going into Salisbury High School. God has always been a very essential part of my life, but I found I was really able to see him in these last few years of my life. I could sense him during difficult times and knew I could turn to him to pray when I needed to. When I had a big test coming up or a stressful project, I felt God's presence and knew he could help me get through it. However, not every circumstance that brought me closer to God was a happy one. When I was in seventh grade, one of my close friends and her entire family died in a tragic car accident. At the time, I admit I was angry at God. I was angry at him for taking away such an amazing person, a person that spread so much joy and was kind to everyone, a person who was truly created in his image. However, in the midst of the tragedy, I turned to God, asking him to be there for those who needed it and comfort those who were sad. I asked him to help us remember and cherish this wonderful family and all the good they did. Even though I still do not fully understand the reasoning behind this tragedy, from then on, I not only realized God could help me get through anything, but also that God blesses us in different ways than we expect. Instead of choosing to look at this as a depressing time, I see it as a time where my relationships with friends, family, and God became stronger. And also what an amazing opportunity it was to meet such an amazing child of God. Another time I felt my relationship with God strengthen was on my trip to Lutheridge. At Lutheridge, I had the opportunity to grow my relationship with God through morning worships, team-building activities, and daily vespers. Throughout the week, I felt that I could fully lean on God and communicate with him like never before. Not only was my relationship with God reinforced, but my friendships were also made stronger. Spending every minute of every day with your friends, worshiping together, and meeting new people really allowed me to see how much I had to be thankful for. The friends I was spending quality time with, the family who was waiting for me at home, and God, who I was learning more and more about every day. Overall, the last 2 years of confirmation have been a fun and exciting time where I can gather with my friends and learn and worship God. I got to intensify my personal connection with Him and learn to cherish a strong, healthy relationship with God. Going into high school, I plan to carry with me all that I learned and put my full trust in God, allowing Him to guide me through tough times while being thankful for everything I'm blessed for. Thank you for your time.
Good morning. My name is Wade Robbins. I will be a freshman attending Salisbury High School this fall. Ever since I can remember, my family and I have said nightly prayers and thanked the Lord for all of our blessings, but we didn't really have a church we called home until a few years ago. Megan J.D.'s invited us to attend St. John's Lutheran Church, and since that day I have been participating in youth group and have been on the confirmation journey. Recently, I had a life-changing experience that strengthened my faith, and I felt Jesus' presence more than ever before. On April 10th of this year, I found out that one of my best friends had cancer. I felt scared, upset, and confused. I questioned why a diagnosis like this was given one of the nicest guys I know. Why did my friend have to get sick and face this horrible fight? I didn't know what to do, so I prayed. I prayed harder than I had ever prayed before. My family and I gathered close friends and asked them to pray with us. Kai, our youth director here at St. John's, really helped me understand my emotions. Only days after my friend was diagnosed, Kai came over to my house and met with five of my friends and me. We discussed our faith, we prayed together, and we made a plan to get the community involved to support the family. We began to understand that we could not fix our friend, but we could rely on each other for support. Most importantly, Kai taught us that God and Jesus were here for us. After 6 rounds of chemotherapy and with a fighting spirit, my friend came home from the hospital. Just this Friday, we received the best news. The PET scans came back all clear. Our prayers helped him and his family get through this difficult time. I know that my life is going to have some tough times, but with my belief in Jesus Christ and the power of prayer, I will have strength to help overcome challenges. I would like to end with saying thank you. Thank you to my family, friends in this congregation for all your love and support.
I'm going on a journey.
I would like to present the following students for public affirmation of their baptism: Luke Graver, Margaret Thurman, Sydney Lavicek, Sasha Medina, and Wade Robbins.
Let us pray. Merciful God, we thank you for these sisters and brothers whom you have made your own by water and the word in baptism. You have called them to yourself, enlightened them with the gift of your Spirit, and nourished them in the community of faith. Uphold your servants in the gifts and promises of baptism, and unite the hearts of all whom you have brought to new birth. We ask this in the name of Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Confirmands, I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God? If so, say, I renounce them. Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God? Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God? Congregation, please stand as you are able. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ,
God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
You have made public profession of your faith. So I would ask, do you intend to continue in the covenant that God made with you in holy baptism through these five promises? To live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth? If so, individually, if you'll respond, I do, and I ask God to help and guide me. Thank you. Then, people of God, do you promise to support these sisters and brothers and pray for them in their life in Christ? If so, say we do, and ask God to help and guide us.
We do, and we ask God to help and guide us.
Thank you. You may be seated. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Luke the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen.
Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Margaret the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen.
Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Sydney the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Sasha the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up and wade the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. These students, along with two others, have been preparing for confirmation, of course, for a couple of years. Emily and Ellison enter into this day having not yet been baptized, and so what a beautiful opportunity we have to also incorporate in this service a service of baptism. Confirmation is that time in which students say yes to the baptismal vows that were made on their behalf, sometimes years before, sometimes as an infant, or at other times in their journey. And so, Ellison and Emily, you are privileged because you get to make these promises yourselves today. So we invite you to step forward with your parents. Step back here. Emily and Ellison, trusting in the grace and love of God, do you desire to be baptized?
As you are baptized today, likewise are entrusted with these responsibilities: to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of Christ in through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth. Do you promise to live into these responsibilities? If so, say, I do, and I ask God to help and guide me. People of God, do you promise to support Emily and Ellison and pray for them in their new life in Christ? If so, say, we do.
We do.
Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood, you delivered Noah and his family, and through the sea, you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. At the river, your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By baptism of Jesus' death and resurrection, you set us free from the power of sin and death and raise us up to live in you. Pour out your Holy Spirit, the power of your living word, that those who are washed in the waters of baptism may be given new life. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Emily Ann Frick, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Here you go. You have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever.
Ellison Lee Frick, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Cross of Christ that seals you and marks you with the Holy Spirit now and forever. Amen.
Amen. If you'll step this way. Emily, if you will kneel. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Emily the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forevermore. Amen. Ellison?
Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Ellison the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen.
These young ladies, along with all of our confirmation students, all of our youth, of course, have opportunities to impact their world, their schools, their neighborhoods, their friends. And they do so with the light of Christ, knowing that the light of Christ goes before you to lead you and to be with you in times of trouble or heartache or darkness. The light of Christ will forever burn in your life. And so we share this light with you as a symbol of Christ's light that burns within you and around you. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Amen. Now, if we'd invite all the other students to gather with you up here, sure.
Let us rejoice with these sisters and brothers in Christ.
We rejoice with you in the life of baptism. Together we will give thanks and praise to God and proclaim the good news to all the world. All right, now look up. Look out at everyone. Look at this motley crew out there. And you all look at this motley crew up here. These are good students. These are good folks. And it's true. You have an opportunity to impact your school, to impact your world with the love of Christ. This world needs you to share that love more now than perhaps ever before. So this is not the ending, as we've talked about. This is a beginning. And as some of you step foot on a high school campus tomorrow for the very first time, what an incredible opportunity. Don't be nervous. Don't be afraid. But step forward with confidence that Christ goes with you. We love you, and we will be with you all the time. Now, it's not by accident that their first act as confirmed students is to share the peace of Christ. So we invite you to stand up and let's share that peace with one another. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
Let's share that peace.
Now you read about Samson from his birth.
strongest man that ever lived on earth. Way back yonder in ancient times, he killed 10,000 of the Philistines. Then old Samson went wandering about. Samson's strength was never found out. Till his wife sat upon his knee, she said, "Tell me where your strength lies, if you please." Now Samson's wife, she talked so fair, Samson said, "Cut off my hair. Shave my head just as clean as your hand, and my strength will come back like a natural man." Oh, Samson was a witness for my Lord. Samson was a witness for my Lord. Samson was a witness for my Lord. My soul is a witness for my Lord. There's another witness. My soul is a witness for
What a beautiful day of worship. It's a beautiful day to have once again been able to hear the promises of God, to be reminded that God draws us together as his sons and daughters, which means we're brothers and sisters of one another. One of those promises, of course, is that we are with him through eternal life, and I must admit I'm going to miss seeing Jim Epting, who sat over in that side of the church for many, many, many years, who passed away this last Wednesday. His funeral will be at the church here in the sanctuary tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. And yet, the beat goes on. And so with these students, as they affirm their baptism, as they step out on their new sort of journey of faith, we know that the Lord will continue to use you in a way of being a bold witness. Thank you, Teresa, a bold witness of faith. Speaking of which, thank you, Teresa, for joining us in worship and lending so much. We love having you in worship. I want to commend and give thanks to God for Dave Roof. Where is Dave? Dave, this is 35 years, I believe, for your work with Confirmation Ministry, and we're thankful for your continued involvement and love for this church and for students like these. I noticed Danielle, Pastor Danielle, walked with these students the first year of their Confirmation class, and Pastor Laura picked up for the second year, and Kai, of course, has been with us all along. It's a wonderful Confirmation team of leaders, and I just want to say thanks to all of you and to you. As we continue to go on our way, as we go on this journey of life, let's stand together for a final benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you in his grace. May he fill you with his goodness and remind you of his peace and presence today and forevermore. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Join our confirmands to go now in peace, to love, and to serve the Lord.